Scotty's ear.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
I'm Murray Rapp. Trump GOP deal. I'm Elliot Francis. A slim margin of 1,900 votes. That's all it took to make Hillary Clinton the winner of Kentucky's primary Tuesday. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders wins Oregon's primary and a push to move forward in his quest for the nomination. Or from correspondent Kim Hutchinson.
Democratic presidential candidates divided the spoils on Tuesday night. Hillary Clinton won a razor-thin victory in Kentucky, while Bernie Sanders won by a more sizable margin in Oregon. Sanders was speaking at a rally when his wife came out to tell him about his victory.
My wife just tells me that CNN has called Oregon for Bernie Sanders.
He also had a message for those telling him to drop out.
We are in to the last ballot is cast.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Donald Trump wins Oregon's GOP primary. Meanwhile, Trump and the RNC have forged a joint fundraising deal that lets donors write big checks to help smaller state contests. I'm Elliot Francis. Facebook head Mark Zuckerberg is meeting with several prominent conservatives later today. Correspondent Jim Roop tells why.
The meeting comes on the heels of a post on the tech blog site Gizmodo, claiming Facebook intentionally ignores conservative news in its trending topics section. Facebook says it can find no evidence of that and has invited some big-named conservatives to its Northern California headquarters to show and assure them. TV and radio host Glenn Beck and Trump advisor Barry Bennett are among 15 conservatives invited to meet with Zuckerberg and Facebook. Facebook's head of global public policy, Joel Kaplan, who claims, in fact, he is a conservative Republican. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
South Carolina is a step closer to putting strict limits on abortion. The Palmetto State Legislature passed a bill overnight banning abortion after 19 weeks of pregnancy. The only exceptions would be if the mother's life is in danger or if the fetus wouldn't be able to survive outside the womb. Governor Nikki Haley has said she will most likely sign that bill. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. D.C. officials are now considering whether to appeal a court ruling nullifying a key part of the city's concealed carry gun law.
We are reviewing and we'll evaluate whether we should appeal the decision.
D.C. Attorney General spokesman Rob Maru says they still disagree with the district judge's ruling that needing a good reason to apply for a concealed carry permit is likely unconstitutional.
And also whether we should ask for a stay of this injunction so the district can continue to enforce the good reason requirement.
The case, if it's appealed, would next head to the D.C. Court of Appeals. Crime Prevention Research Center President John Lott says they're likely to side with D.C. Then it's the Supreme Court.
Whoever replaces Scalia is going to have a big impact on what type of decision they might make with regard to D.C.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two former MedStar Washington Hospital Center security guards have been indicted on charges of involuntary manslaughter in the death of a hospital patient last fall. 74-year-old James McBride had left the hospital without being formally discharged. He was being escorted back into the hospital by the security guards when an altercation ensued. The medical examiner's office says McBride ended up dying from blunt force injuries to the neck, including damage to his spinal cord. A congressional bill to block D.C.'s budget autonomy could come before the full House as early as next week, now that a committee has approved it. The bill would block the district government from spending local tax dollars without Congress's approval. Republican leaders say D.C.'s budget autonomy law is an illegal attempt to take away power from Congress. Virginia's making changes to its anti-drunk driving ignition interlock program. Under the changes Governor Terry McAuliffe has approved, all ignition interlock devices in Virginia will now have to be equipped with cameras. That means officials will be able to see if the driver is getting someone else to take the breathalyzer test for him. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 17,530. The NASDAQ at 47,16. Sports: Noah Syndergaard outduels Max Scherzer as the Nationals fall to the Mets. The Mariners crush the Orioles. WNBA, the Mystics host Dallas tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What is it about buying a mattress that leaves you feeling violated? Is it the pushy salespeople, the fake President's Day sale, or the fact that you know you'll regret what you bought as you do the walk of shame out of the mattress store? I'm here to tell you, those days are over. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, co-founder of Helix Sleep, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to helixsleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we create your custom sleep profile to build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Your mattress will arrive at your door in about a week, and shipping is 100% free. You have 100 nights to try it out, and if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free and give you 100% refund, no questions asked. It's like it never happened. If you do love your new Helix mattress, keep it and your dignity. That's why everyone from GQ Magazine to Forbes are all talking about Helix Sleep. Go to helixsleep.com/talk and get $50 off your order. That's helixsleep.com/talk.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway had a lot of overnight road work. What's left is one zone on the inner loop right as you pass Coltsville Road over toward University Boulevard. Haven't quite wrapped up everything there, so keep alert. Not seeing any delays, so you're coming up on it at speed out of Bethesda, heading toward College Park. 270 between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway, each direction running well. No problems in from the west if you're coming on 66. Route 7, the Greenway Toll Road, now to Leesburg, all quiet. 95 so far, so good. A good trip and a good ride through Stafford, Aquia, Dale City, and up through to the Beltway. 395 looks like they're just about wrapped up here as you pass the landmark area for the northbound side of the construction. Then good too, and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A lot of gray sky around, some patchy fog this morning, and maybe a few showers trying to sneak in as we go through the midday and into the afternoon. Most of the rain stays away. Low 60s. Chance of showers tonight. Low 50s. Tomorrow, clouds go away to some sunshine as we push it up near 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Springfield, 54 in La Plata, 55 degrees in Washington. Think airport security lines are bad now? Wait till summer vacation. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 5:07 here on WMAL. This is Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Can I just start your day with a wonderful, happy, positive thought? If Megyn Kelly and Donald Trump can sit down and make nice and bury the hatchet, you can face any challenge that you've got today. So get out there and carpe a little diem. 6:35, Brian Stelter. He is the media analyst for CNN. He'll talk about yesterday's big interview between the two. At 7:05, John Lott, he of More Guns, Less Crime, will talk about the federal judge's ruling on D.C.'s concealed carry law. At 7:35, K.T. McFarland, national security analyst, will be our guest. And at 8:35, Amanda Carpenter, political analyst over at CNN and Conservative Review, on yesterday's primary results and also on how the GOP seems to be coalescing around their presumptive nominee, one billionaire Donald J. Trump. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Let's say you go to the doctor, you got some ache or pain, or you're not feeling well, and you want the doctor to make you feel better, right? And the doctor sits down and says, okay, let me ask you just a few questions. I need to, you know, sort of build a profile on you here so I can more effectively treat you. Do you smoke? I mean, that seems like a reasonable question if you're a
sure,
doctor.
That's going to affect your health.
That's going to affect your health.
Let's say you're going in for a cough, then they want to know whether you smoke. That would be a good thing to know.
Then they might say, well, you know, how much do you drink on a regular basis?
Yeah, right there. That's a part of the diagnosis process. Alcohol affects your health. That makes sense.
You know, how often do you exercise?
Of course, a
doctor, these all seem like reasonable questions that a doctor might ask a patient when trying to develop a profile under which they're going to provide treatment to said patient.
Sure.
Well, how would you feel if the fourth question was, do you own a gun?
I don't see how that affects my cough, doctor.
Well, that's exactly my point at all. But apparently, increasingly, doctors are asking their patients whether or not they own guns. And I'd like to know from you, if your doctor said, hey, do you own a gun? What would your answer be? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Well, I think my initial action would be, that's none of your damn business, and it has nothing to do with the fact that my elbow hurts.
Would you swear at that poor
doctor? I would. I would say, none of your damn business, and I mean it. I would say it just that way. And I would say, can we just get on with my treatment here? Why does my elbow hurt? Or whatever it is that I came in with. That's what I would come in and say. I would ask. However, down in Florida, get this. One Florida pediatrician declined to treat a mother of three after she refused to tell him whether or not she owned a gun. Here's what the pediatrician said. I don't tell them to get rid of the guns. He said his goal is to provide advice such as encouraging the parent of young children to keep guns locked in safes. And they said, I'm not going to tell them they can't have a gun. I'm just saying if you're going to have a gun, let's take the precautions you need to make sure they're locked up. That seems to be what they claim is the reason. But is it really anybody's business when you go in for medical treatment whether or not you have chosen to use your Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMA. I think I would say to the doctor, that is really irrelevant to this discussion, and I have no interest in sharing that personal information with you. Can we move on with the treatment? And if the doctor said no, that's it. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. I'll be looking for another doctor.
Yeah. And listen, I think that's a completely reasonable answer. I think that what most people will say, and what I would probably say, sadly, is that this is forcing people to lie. This is forcing people to lie because they don't want to reveal this information to somebody. They don't need to reveal it. It's not. It's an invasion of privacy, even though you tell very personal things to doctors. But here's the thing. Oftentimes, it's not the doctor. It's the person who's checked you in, right? It's the nurse who takes your blood pressure and then weighs you and measures you. And then when you get into the exam room, before the doctor comes in, they go through a whole list of questions. And they're checking boxes. See, this is the part of it that bothers me. If it was just a conversation with my doctor and for some reason he wanted to raise or she wanted to raise this issue with me, I don't know, I might take it a different way. But as they're checking through all these boxes,
Where does that information go somewhere. Goes somewhere, that's right.
And it ends up being used in some sort of study to prove why Americans shouldn't be able to exercise their Second Amendment rights. So I think that most people would lie. And I would say, nope, move on, next question. And they claim, these doctors claim, that this is because gun violence is a public health issue, and they are interested in saving people's lives, and so they want to be able to disseminate gun safety information to people. So, you know, if someone has a gun in the house, then they say, well, make sure you keep it away from kids, make sure you keep it in a safe, make sure you do this, make sure you do that. But here's the funny thing. If that's their goal, then why don't they just say during the check-in process, I mean, listen, I'm taking them at their word that that's all they want to do is make sure that they're disseminating gun safety information. So during the check-in process, why don't they say, by the way, if you have a gun in the house, make sure you keep it in a safe, make sure you keep it away from kids. And just why ask the question and why check a box? See, that's not necessary to disseminate good health information. Doctors give us good health information all the time without being a question about our personal habits that end up being checked in a box and put into a database. It's an outrageous invasion of privacy, and I think it stems back from Obamacare and the increased use of our government in our public health policies.
Well, the Annals of Internal Medicine has issued some guidelines that say it's a completely appropriate question to ask a patient. In Florida, however, Governor Rick Scott signed in 2011 a law aimed at restricting doctors from asking this question. It may be something you hear a lot more about. To the phone lines we go. Your doctor says, hey, I got to ask you, do you have a gun in your house? What would you say to him or her? How about Lou in Hagerstown? You're on with Brian and Larry.
Yes, sir. Good morning. I tell that doctor, look, there's more people killed and maimed by incompetent doctors and their equally incompetent medical staffs than there is by any guns in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that doctors are more dangerous. That's what you say, Lou. You know what you could say?
Damn right they are.
You know what? You just gave me an idea. Here's what we should say. We should just look the doctor in the eye and say, you know what? I could very well have a weapon at home, so you better not screw this up.
Yeah, I could have one on me right now. That's what I'm doing.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you mean this gun?
All right, bud. Thank you.
Thanks, Lou.
I like Lou's laugh. How about Ray in Beltsville? Good morning, Ray. You're up next with Brian and Larry. So the doctor says, excuse me, do you have a gun in your house? What do you say?
Hell no, I got it right here.
Yeah, I wish. Well, I live in Maryland, so I wish I could say that. I politely have to tell him that this really doesn't have anything to do with my checkup, with what's going on, what I'm in here for. The real problem is pediatricians, when they're examining kids, mommy's in the room most of the time when the kid's getting examined, and before mommy can answer, the pediatrician asks, well, Johnny, does daddy have any guns in the house? Before mommy can answer, Little John, yeah, daddy's got guns.
Yeah.
And it's like, there goes, cat's out of the bag.
You're right. This did begin with the pediatricians in America, and it's meant to, you know, they're saying they're saving children's lives. It's not a doctor's job.
to save lives from an external threat. Like, that's like, you know, listen, let's face it, more kids die in automobile accidents. So why not ask, okay, what kind of car do you have? Do you speed?
Is that a 5-star rated car?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do you, that, well, actually, they do ask if your car has airbags and stuff. They do ask questions like that and sometimes, yeah.
Well, I mean, what are they trying to do? Are they just trying to make sure that you have common sense? Because that seems to be what these questions. All these questions are common sense.
Yeah.
Questions.
Do you wear a helmet when you ride your bike?
Yeah.
Again, not really a doctor's concern.
But. Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to take more of your calls on this in just a moment. The doctor says to you, "Hey, do you have a gun?" After they ask you about your smoking, your drinking, and your exercise habits, you know, what would you say to that doctor? 888-630-9625 1-888-630-WMAL.
It's 5:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, getting you to work the best way possible with Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and still watching some of the lingering road work around the region. That's really the big thing right now. Maryland Inner Loop as you head from 270 to College Park. This will be just after Colesville Road toward University Boulevard. That was along the right side, not causing any delays. And you're thinking, I take 95. That's good. That's good between Baltimore and the Beltway. How about 29? The BW Parkway, 270. Yes, all running well. Around the Beltway, Virginia, no problems whatsoever. Now for 95 out of Stafford, a good time to get going up through to the Beltway. 395, however, this could be a little bit of a pickle this morning. The road work is still set up. 395 northbound, right as you come past Duke Street in the right lane. However, VDOT and crews are saying that might extend into the rush hour, and they're assessing the situation and the work project that's underway right now. And on Metrorail Orange, Blue, and Silver lines at McPherson Square, they're doing the ongoing maintenance, so they're operating at a reduced restrictions on speed toward New Carrollton throughout the day. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We got fog out there, so drive carefully. It's going to be overcast most of the day. Slight chance of rain shower later today. High is 61 degrees. It's a slight chance of rain, though. It's going to be gloomy, but not necessarily rainy. Tonight, cloudy skies with a few showers after midnight, low 52. And then tomorrow, cloudy skies early. Then we'll break into partly cloudy skies in the afternoon. No rain in the forecast tomorrow. But there will be rain over the weekend. It's 55 degrees right now at 5:17.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
All right, so doctors are increasingly asking their patients about their gun ownership. And in Florida, they passed a law that said the doctor shouldn't do that. And the doctors have been trying to overturn what they call the Docs versus Glocks rule. That's a great name.
Docs versus Glock.
Docs versus Glock rule. Well, I mean, how would you answer that question if your doctor asked you, you know, do you have a weapon in the house? Do you have a gun? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Bart in Linden, Virginia. You're up next with Brian and Larry. Hello, Bart.
Well, my doctor's actually been asking me this for 2 years.
Really? And what do you say?
What did I say?
Yeah.
I said, no, I do not keep a gun in my house. It's usually on my hip or in my truck.
Yeah, there you go.
And at that exact time, she goes, well, my doctor's a wonderful doctor, knows me very well. It's one of those, you know, great things. And it's like, actually, I've got one right here in my hip and shoulder. She goes, okay, just keep it there. We're fine.
Yeah. But then does the doctor then drop the topic?
Yeah. And I asked the relevancy of it, and all I got back was they give us this questionnaire to fill out.
They.
Who's they?
That was my next question, and we went on to finding what was wrong with my big toe.
And I hope you're feeling better there, yeah, Bart.
Thank you very much, Bart.
See, about the, what we don't know is that Bart shot himself in his toe by accident.
Is that what it was? Now, if you did shoot, that would be okay.
That would be a relevant question.
Maybe it's relevant there. I don't know. Sam and Woodbridge, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning. What do you think, Sam?
Hey, morning, fellas. Yeah, the first thing I would do is I'd hold my arms up, flex my hip. What, like these two guns?
Yeah.
Either that or I pull my pant leg up or say, like that one down there. No, the reality is, you know, the government knows everything you got if you've been legal. Because why? There is no gun show loophole if they're already registered when you purchase them. So to me, this is a nothing burger. I'd say, sure, why? What's the What's your question?
Well, I think the linking of your health history and your gun ownership, I think, is what's of concern here. We see these studies coming out of medical professionals or organizations or out of health insurance organizations, and they always say, you know, well, if you're a smoker, then you're 20 times more likely to have this or do that. Well, sure. Now they can link gun ownership to whatever health concern they want to show. Then they can make it about mental health. They can make it about accidents in the home or whatever they want to do.
Well, at the end of the day, you know, gun owners, we have to be able to engage and not be paranoid little ninnies. And I'm all about engaging people and talking to them and saying, okay, let's talk about this. What and take them so far down the road, they'll regret having asked this for some type of academic reason.
So rather than obfuscate and rather than be defensive, this is a good opportunity to evangelize a little bit about the importance of responsible gun ownership and the importance of exercising your Second Amendment right.
Absolutely. Let's educate doctors. We're always thinking how, oh, these guys are so smart. Absolutely they are. Certainly smarter than I am. But I certainly can voice my opinion and discuss, have a meaningful discussion on the Second Amendment, why I carry, why I have a weapon in the house. So forth, so on, to where they scratch their head and say, huh, he isn't a gun nut. Yeah, he may be a little bit of a nut, but he's not a gun nut. Yeah.
Sam, let me just say, doctors are not smarter than you. They may be more educated in terms of the sciences, but you're a pretty smart dude there, Sam. Thanks
for that.
All
right, Sam, thank you very much. How about Denny in Spotsylvania? Good morning, Denny. You're up next with Brian and Larry.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to be telling any doctor or, you know, that I have firearms in my house. You know, that most of them they've already got their preconceived ideas. They've been, you know, indoctrinated into the, you know, this is, you know, to blame for that and the other and whatever. And however doctors ever got into this as an issue is beyond me. But all I can say is that I hope that woman sued that pediatrician for almost everything that she could get. And even if she didn't win, that her lawyer was able to take and drag it out as long as possible and cost that doctor as much money as possible to take and scare these guys to stay away from something that's not part of what it is that they're there for.
Yeah,
what I don't understand is what they do with the information. I mean, if like you say, Larry, they got a little form there, they're checking off boxes and they're giving information. Where does that go? And how might that be used against you? I mean, it seems to me that your better answer is, you know, it's a personal matter, and I choose not to share that information. Thank you.
More of your calls on this in a moment. It's 522 traffic and weather coming up. Lickety split.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Have you looked at your home security bill recently? You know, how much are you actually paying? I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, the bills just sort of go out automatically and you don't really stop and look at how much you're spending. But take a look at your home security bill. If you're paying $30, $40, $50 a month, then there's one thing you need to do today. You need to call Ackerman and switch your service for free and start saving today. And when you switch for free in the month of May, a special deal. You'll get 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. So let's just review this. You're going to pay less right off the bat than you're paying right now for your security monitoring service. It doesn't cost you anything to switch over. And when you do switch in May, you'll get 3 months of monitoring. It doesn't cost you a penny. And you'll also get reliability, expertise, 40 years experience. Security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. They have a seconds count guaranteed response time. You'll get burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide monitoring for just $19.95 a month. So start your savings today and get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. Call 888-999-1070. Online at Ackerman Security.
Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
Hacking can literally be a matter of life or death.
This is a scary concern. Nobody's doing anything about it.
Seven on Your Side senior investigative reporter Lisa Fletcher reveals a disturbing vulnerability in our hospitals.
Is the FDA doing enough?
Where criminals can turn life-saving equipment against you.
It's really bad.
Find out how simple it is to do and why FDA warnings are often ignored. Hospital Hacking, Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
It's spring, and the weather can't decide what it's doing. Call Home Air Services for up to a $1,700 rebate on a new Linux system. Home Air Services can help keep your home comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
525 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Top of the morning to you. Well, I am pleased that the road work in the Beltway Interloop as you head through Silver Spring is gone. Interloop between Colesville Road and University Boulevard, you should find lanes open. Not pleased because 395, we still have the right lane blocked northbound as you come past Duke Street heading toward Seminary Road. They normally have that picked up by now, and Cruz and VDOT are saying they might have to keep that right lane blocked through rush hour to complete the project. They're working, so I'll keep a close watch on that for you. If that's the case, that could be a big problem. 66 coming through Gainesville, heading up toward Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and into Falls Church toward the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Quiet, quiet over the bridges into town. Douglas Bridge, 11th Street Bridge, all looking good for now. And now for from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I certainly can't find summertime, at least in the short term. We've got a lot of gray sky around, some patchy fog this morning, and maybe a few showers trying to sneak in as we go through the midday and into the afternoon. Most of the rain stays away. Low 60s. Chance of showers tonight, low 50s. Tomorrow, clouds will give way to some sunshine as we push it up near 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
A foggy 55 right now in the nation's capital at 527.
All right, so doctors are increasingly asking their patients if they have guns in the house, and patients are having to struggle with whether or not I share that information with my doctor. Okay, Rob in Maryland, you're on with Brian and Larry. What would you do if your doctor asked you that question?
Well, thanks for taking my call. Well, what I'm getting at is, you know, with the MedStars and the Centeras of the world buying up, you know, not only hospitals, but, you know, doctor's practices, the first thing when you come in, you don't sit, they don't write anything, a chart, everything goes into a computer. And depending on the coding and the billing, you know, anybody could have access to that information, particularly the government. If you have a government-subsidized insurance, of course they're going to look at this information, and then they're going to, you know, that's why they're asking. I mean, it ultimately ends up in the government's hands.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point, and the information, you know, once it's in there, it's in there. You can't do anything. You can't unring the bell. It is now 5:28.
Larry O'Connor here. If you're in the market to sell your home, I want to tell you about my good friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams and how they help others just like you. Justin and Heather over in Woodbridge needed to sell their home quickly and efficiently as they were expecting a baby and also planning to relocate. They interviewed three other agents and decided to call the Reynolds team. They were thrilled they did because Debbie and Sarah sold it fast at above asking price. They also sold Paul and Pauline's home in Sterling after only 4 days on the market. Debbie and Sarah can sell your home too. Don't throw away thousands of dollars and waste time having your home sit on the market. Debbie and Sarah sell homes 3 times faster and get their sellers $30,000 more dollars than the average agent. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy your home for a price you agree on. Guaranteed. Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
You called 1-800-GOT-JUNK?
Yes, I did. Please come in, all of you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any close friends?
I'm happy to say that we do, sir.
Yes. Yes.
I have a close friend who told me the secret of his happiness the other day, and I'm inclined to believe him.
What did he tell you, sir?
He said his secret was to own fewer things, but better things.
He sounds like a very wise friend.
That's why I called you here. I've been listening to your radio ads.
Yep, he's been listening.
All you have to do is point.
Goodbye, junk.
Hello, relief.
This feels as good as he said it would. Fewer things, but better things.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
When you're ready to be happy,
really happy,
all you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
That coming was, up,
can I just unring the bell?
Unring that bell.
Yeah, you can ring a bell.
Oh, anyone can ring a bell.
But it's hard to unring a bell.
Sure is.
All right, thank you.
Last night, Megyn Kelly's much-anticipated and relentlessly hyped interview with Donald Trump aired on Fox TV, not Fox News. We'll give you the highlights and tell you what people are saying about it after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton split yesterday's Democratic primary.
Sanders barely lost to Hillary Clinton Tuesday in Kentucky, but took the Oregon primary, and he believes he can still wind up with the nomination. At a rally in L.A. Tuesday, Sanders pumped the crowd with that hope. He even brought in the Pope.
Pope Francis talks about a moral economy, and I agree with him. That is what we need.
Sanders says one thing he plans to do if he wins the nomination and is elected president is work for a national minimum wage of $15 an hour. Jim Roop on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump's win in Oregon puts him now just 77 delegates away from claiming the GOP nomination.
As he is closing in on clinching the GOP nomination, Donald Trump is assuming more control over the Republican Party. Trump and the RNC announced joint fundraising agreements last night that will allow the real estate tycoon to raise money for other GOP candidates.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. An appeal may be next as the district fights to keep a controversial provision in its concealed carry gun law. A federal judge has nullified the provision requiring permit applicants to show a good reason why they need one. Spokesman Rob Maroos with the D.C. Attorney General's office says
this is a perfectly constitutional requirement. It is similar to requirements that federal appeals courts in other parts of the country have upheld in other states.
Maroos says the AG's office is still considering whether to appeal. Voter registration in Virginia is running at a brisk pace. In fact, new figures show that almost 35% more people registered in the first 3 months of this year than did in the first 3 months of 2012. And as of May 1st, Virginia had 5.3 million registered voters, a net gain of over 108,000 since the first of the year. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,530, the NASDAQ at 47,16. Sports, Max Scherzer takes the third loss of the year as the Nationals lose to the Mets, the Orioles lose to the Mariners, WMDA, the Mystics host Dallas tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Every day, 22 veterans take their own lives. Over 260,000 veterans from Operation Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom have been diagnosed with traumatic brain injury. You can help our wounded warriors by donating your used vehicle or cash to Melwood's Operation Tehidu, a local seven-day retreat geared towards helping veterans overcome their post-deployment related trauma. Donate online at www.melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD.
What comes before the first kiss or the first I love you? Well, the first date, of course, and every relationship starts with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
Hi, this is Johnny Holiday for the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, the Washington area's premier nonprofit supporting injured service members and their families. We'll be hosting our annual golf tournament July the 11th at Army Navy Country Club. How about joining us for a great day of golf and camaraderie with many of our injured heroes? Sponsorships and foursomes are available now. For information, go to yellowribbonfund.org. That's yellowribbonfund.org.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, you're not alone. Many of my patients have come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. And the good news is they always leave with a smile. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan from McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and in as little as one anxiety-free visit, I can provide solutions to years worth of dental problems. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry as well as teeth in a day. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed. Whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand, you'll rest comfortably throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Take that first step and call us today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395 still moving without any delays from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. However, road work is still set up at Duke Street, taking away the right lane and the potential of it staying there through the rush hour. Crews are still making that decision. North on 95, Dale City to Woodbridge, seeing some of those brake lights. It's a quiet start. 66, glad to see that. Same story with 270, just seeing 270 delays starting to form past the Monocacy in Urbana and down past the exit for 109, pretty typical. Heading into town, if you're coming out of Annapolis, Bowie, and then inside the Beltway, 50. Baltimore-Washington Parkway to DC 295 in great shape. And for Metrorail, orange, silver, blue lines expect delays. They're dealing with the slow-speed restrictions in place for trains traveling toward New Carrollton and Largo due to the ongoing maintenance until tomorrow. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gray sky stays. Not much rain coming out of the clouds, though. Maybe a few showers. Not much widespread rain. Patchy fog early. 61. Tonight down to 52. Better chance of showers later. But still, not much rain. Tomorrow will finally brighten the sky in the afternoon. Up near 70, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Manassas, 50 in Olney, 55 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Hey, man, we got a full lineup for you today. I mean, we got some good stuff coming up at 6:35 this morning from CNN. Media critic and analyst Brian Stetler will be here to talk about the Megyn Kelly special last night with Donald Trump. 7:05, John Lott. Hey, did you hear a judge has says that part of the District of Columbia's permit to carry rule
is
unconstitutional.
Carry. I did hear that. I heard about it from your doctor.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Okay.
John Lott will dissect that. Then at 7:35, KT McFarland will join us, national security analyst. We'll talk politics with Amanda Carpenter at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Donald J. Trump took to his real Donald Trump Twitter feed last night, 9 o'clock Eastern, after his interview with Megyn Kelly aired on the Fox Broadcast Network. And he said, well, that's it. Well done, Megyn. And they all lived happily ever after. He hopes. Well, maybe it is. I mean, if you caught this thing last night and you think that this finally buries the hatchet and fixes everything between Megyn Kelly and Donald Trump, and by extension, of course, every woman in America, because Megyn Kelly represented every woman in America, I'm told, then let us know. 888-630-WMAL. They had the big interview that was hyped, I believe, for the last 4 months of my life, if not 4 years.
Yeah.
Listen, Megyn Kelly. Like, let's remember Megyn Kelly.
Afterward, you said you didn't feel that the moderators had been nice. But do you think it's the journalist's role to be nice to presidential candidates at a debate?
No, fair. I don't care if they're nice.
You use the word nice.
Well, okay. No, I don't think so. I mean, I might have said they weren't nice, but that doesn't mean they have to be nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've known many...
You know, it's not a cocktail party.
No.
That's just a little sample of the exchange, specifically about, well, what started it all, which was Donald Trump's objection to Megyn Kelly's behavior in that very, very first primetime debate on Fox News. There was a moment that Megyn Kelly turned to Donald Trump and said,
"Let's talk about us."
That's just weird. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand it. Listen, she the whole mood of this, and it wasn't just Donald Trump, by the way. She interviewed Michael Douglas. It was very much Barbara Walters-esque, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Except without the speech impediment. And obviously,
and in no time did anybody get asked about what kind of tree they would be.
Are you sure?
I don't think so.
I didn't see it, but you never know. Let's listen to this full exchange. But it is just kind of weird for, you know, Megyn Kelly, who is, you know, saying, take me seriously as a journalist, to say to the presumptive Republican nominee, "Let's talk about us."
Let's talk about us.
Okay.
We were always friendly.
Right. Good relationship.
Right? And then came the August 6, 2015 debate, and I asked you a tough question about women, using only the words that you had used. I thought it was a fair question. Why didn't you?
I thought it was unfair. First of all, I didn't think it was really a question. I thought it was more of a statement. That's the first question that I've ever been asked during a debate, and I've never debated before. I mean, my whole life is a debate, but I've never actually debated before. And I'm saying to myself, man, what a question. And then, of course, then you have Brett doing his thing, so I'm saying to myself, I got 2 hours of this. I don't really blame you because you're doing your thing, but from my standpoint, I don't have to like it.
Good response.
Yeah.
Reasonable response,
yeah. I don't have to like it.
All right. She went on to sort of question why this thing became a thing.
Angry for months.
Yeah.
Was that real or was that strategy?
Well, I'm a real person. I don't say, oh, gee, I'm angry tonight, but tomorrow you're my best friend. See, I do have a theory that, you know, when somebody does it, and this could happen again with us. I mean, it could be. Even doing this particular interview, I have great respect for you that you were able to call me and say, let's get together and let's talk. To me, I would not have done that. I don't say that as an, you know, as a positive. I think it's a negative for me. And you walk into Trump Tower, we didn't have, like, on a neutral site or over at Fox or something. That would be a whole different thing, and I wouldn't have done it.
I think the doormen are still recovering.
I think the whole building's recovering. There are people going like, this can't be possible.
See, now, it's moments like that that I think that really helped Donald Trump, and it made him look very, you know, had good humor. And the whole tone of it, listen to his voice. You know, he certainly repositioned himself to be accessible and likable. And
well, I think that the end result of this is it was good for Donald Trump to be seen as sort of a more low key individual answering questions in a thoughtful way. I think it is very helpful to Fox News in burying this hatchet between the people who support Donald Trump and the people who watch Fox News and have not been happy with some of the coverage.
Does this bury the hatchet?
I think
with the viewers,
it de-escalates the matter. And as long as the Donald says he's okay with it, then I think the people who follow Donald Trump will be okay with it.
I think it does negate part of the narrative that people like to have about Donald Trump, that he is just some sort of madman who is just reckless unreasonable, because this whole bete noir thing has been set up between Donald Trump and Megyn Kelly, that both of them are like apples and oranges and oil and vinegar, and that it's, you know, they can't get together, and it's the sort of the allegory of the fights in the campaign, and the fact that they could have this very congenial conversation. It's certainly something you don't see Barack Obama doing. When did Barack Obama sit down with Sean Hannity on Fox News? Not so much.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying. When Donald Trump targets somebody and says, this person is bad, that person is bad, it creates a firestorm in those people's lives, and many of these people are so-called civilians who haven't put themselves out there as public figures.
But it's in response to something that they did, or it's
but
in
you
response
are so
to
powerful. You are so powerful now.
I don't view myself as that. I mean, I view myself as a person that, like everybody else, is fighting for survival. That's all I view myself as. And I really view myself now as somewhat of a messenger. You know, this is a massive thing that's going on. Mm-hmm. These are millions and millions of people that have been disenfranchised from this country.
There's a whole lot more in this interview, including the specific question about retweeting the suggestion that Megyn Kelly is a bimbo. We'll get more of this. It was a big media and political story yesterday. Brian Stelter, he is the media analyst for CNN. He's going to join us at 6:35, so stay tuned for that.
It is now 5:43.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The Army is full of people with diverse backgrounds and different childhood experiences, things Sergeant Julianne Ashby grew to depend upon. Ashby spent her childhood coping with a family that suffered from addiction, and joining the Army was a means to make enough money to take care of her mother. You can find the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Dad was never afraid of taking chances, except when it came to his family. So when he died, he had a life insurance policy that took care of us. Things were different without Dad, but he'd made sure we had everything we needed. That's why when I started a family, I called SelectQuote. You tell them about your life, your health, your financial situation. They find you multiple life insurance quotes from the highly rated companies they represent. I'm 40 and in excellent health. SelectQuote got me a $500,000 policy for under $24 a month. Peace of mind that your family is protected. That's what it's all about. Dad taught me that.
Call SelectQuote now at 1-800-475-6440. That's 1-800-475-6440. Or get started at SelectQuote.com. 1-800-475-6440. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, coming in from the west, all I see right now, the volume, nothing to report on 66, so that's good. Coming through Manassas into Centerville, no problems out of Leesburg. If you take Route 7, if you're on the Greenway or the toll road, thumbs up for you heading up through to the Beltway. Also, a little bit of the stop and go, Virginia 95 in Stafford, heading again toward the Occoquan. 395, we're still doing okay. Heading past Landmark, where they have the road work set up in the right lane. So you'll lose that right lane through the morning rush hour. But as you come off the Beltway right now, we're at speed, sure to cause delays later on. On 270 out of Frederick through Urbana and down toward 109, expect some of that stop and go too. And heading in through town, if you're coming southbound, say 16th Street heading into town. If you're coming over the inbound 11th Street Bridge, Douglas Bridge, Key Bridge, looking good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gray sky stays, not much rain coming out of the clouds, though. Yesterday, 0.41 inches. Today, probably not even a tenth, maybe a few showers. Not much widespread rain. Patchy fog early. 61. Tonight, down to 52. Better chance of showers later, but still, not much rain. Tomorrow, we'll finally brighten the sky in the afternoon. Up near 70. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
You know, they say that neither rain nor snow nor dark of night will prevent the United States Postal Service from delivering the mail.
They absolutely say that.
They do say that. And you know what? It's not true, at least in Southeast D.C.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean, these guys in this neighborhood, they notice that their catch basin is backing up.
Mm.
All the rain, water's not... is not flowing out of the neighborhood as it should. And so they right there on Anacostia Avenue and Douglas Street Northeast. I guess it's Northeast, not Southeast. They go through the they go over there and they try to unclog the drain. Well, we need this water to drain, so let's unclog the drain. And as they are digging around in this sewer drain, they happen to notice that, well, that looks like a bag of something. And so they yank one of the bags out, and it turns out it's a sack of undelivered mail.
Oh.
And you thought, well, that's interesting. Why would there be a bag of undelivered mail here? And then, so they began looking a little more, and they finally, they just called in some experts and some people to deal with the matter. And it turns out, inside that sewer drain were 25 bags of undelivered mail from the United States Postal Service.
See, listen, you know what? Can I just take this opportunity to say, I told you, Citibank, I told you it got lost in the mail.
That's right.
I told you over and over again. Now, please release my credit rating. All right.
Well, apparently what it was, as it appears, they you know, of course, the Postal Service called in, the Inspector General.
Did they go postal on them?
They better go postal on somebody. Turns out somebody was on vacation. Some postal carrier decided to take a week of vacation.
Well, they're entitled. And don't be angry at them for taking vacation.
I'm not angry at them.
God bless those guys in their little blue shorts. Down to the knees.
And the little carts
that they have. And the white socks
that's
up
right.
to the knees.
I'm fine. And
they wear a pith helmet.
I'm happy that they took their vacation. However, the person who replaced the person.
Oh, the substitute mail.
The
carrier.
Substitute. And you know how disastrous that can be.
Sure.
I mean, when the sub is on, you're never going to get your mail delivered to the right place. Yeah. It never works well. Well, apparently it was raining and he didn't really feel like delivering the mail. So for a full week, apparently he or she dumped the mail in the sewer.
Well, it's funny, but it's maddening and it's horrible. And
There were checks,
there were bills,
there were all kinds of stuff in there.
And lots of packets of full of value coupons that I can use in my neighborhood dry cleaners. This is shocking to hear that any kind of laziness, illegality, or incompetence is part of a major federal bureaucracy like the U.S. Postal Service.
Okay, other news.
Oh.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. Apparently lost her cool yesterday.
She's a pretty cool customer.
And she yelled at Phil Mendelson, the chairman of the council, and said that you're an effing liar.
Phil Mendelson? We've had Phil Mendelson on the show.
Here, well, apparently, Bowser shouted down a hallway.
I've had the urge to do the same.
Said, you're an effing liar, Bowser shouted at Mendelson down a hallway, according to WAMU.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, it has to do with the council gutted her homeless shelter program by about $165 million.
You mean that corrupt thing that helped her political donors?
That's right. She wasn't very happy about it.
I bet she wasn't. Yeah. You're an effing liar.
Yeah, that's what the mayor...
You know, we should ask the effing liar if he can come on.
Or the person who uttered said
either
words.
One. Yeah. You know, we could moderate a panel here.
Maybe we could bring them all together.
W-M-A-L. Let's remind everyone it's W-M-A-L.
Time for El Rushbo.
Yes, it is.
A 25-year-old graduate art student, State University of New York, Buffalo, made big news. Ashley Powell posted 17 signs around the campus near elevators, water fountains, bathrooms, and benches. The signs read, "White only." Ms. Powell happens to be African-American. College police were called. According to the school newspaper, several students described the signs as traumatic and said they felt unsafe. It's unknown if any of the afflicted students were rushed to trauma units and hospitals or if they will suffer post-traumatic syndrome disorder, but this much is clear, they were traumatized. At a meeting of the Black Student Union, Ms. Powell said her art project was intended to expose white privilege. Somehow. She explained that decades ago there were signs that looked like the ones she put up. Today, these signs may no longer exist, she said, but the system they once reinforced still does. So according to this child, born in 1990, the Jim Crow era, established by Democrats, incidentally, lives on with Obama in the White House, despite white privilege. The college is calling for its community to discuss how we negotiate the boundaries of academic freedom in a safe environment. Now imagine if a white art student's project had traumatized others this way. Don't you think there'd be calls for the offender to be suspended or tarred and feathered or even worse? In a liberal university, perhaps being non-white has its own set of privileges. You ever stop to think of that?
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, folks, Memorial Day is coming up. It's our chance to honor those who have served our country. And my good friends at Mahindra Tractors are stepping up for the third year in a row with the Mahindra Military Salute Giveaway. This year is special because Mahindra is giving away their all-new utility vehicle, the Impact XTV 750S Camo Edition. The Mahindra Impact will go to someone special who is active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military. To nominate somebody, go to rushlimbaugh.com. Look for the Mahindra Military Salute Giveaway. My thanks to Mahindra. makers of the world's number one selling tractor. And God bless all of you who protect our freedom.
No purchase necessary. Void in Alaska, Hawaii, and where prohibited. Open to contiguous U.S. residents 18 and over who are active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military. Sweepstakes ends at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, May 29, 2016. Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton or visit cecilstractors.com. That's cecilstractors.com.
Have you looked at your home security bill recently? If you're paying $30, $40, $50 a month, call Ackerman and switch your service for free. Start saving today. Best of all, when you switch in May, you get up to 3 months of monitoring free. Brian Wilson here for Ackerman Security Systems, the company I recommend to protect your home and precious family. Why Ackerman, you may ask? You get the reliability and expertise of over 40 years' experience. Security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. They are the only company with a seconds count guarantee. Response time. Their monitoring center is 5-diamond certified, meaning you'll have the most highly qualified professionals responding to your emergencies. And here's the real kicker. You'll get burglary, fire, medical alert monitoring, and carbon monoxide monitoring for just $19.95 a month. No phone line, no problem. Ackerman offers wireless monitoring for just a few dollars more. So start your savings today and get up to 3 months monitoring free. Call 888-999-1070 or online at AckermanSecurity.com.
It is 5:55 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten getting you to work on time from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry doing the happy dance. So happy on 395. You know, I've been on the horn all morning here dealing with 395. They said the construction might go through the rush hour at Duke Street, but they've decided they were able to pick it up. So it's gone. 395, all lanes open, Duke Street to Seminary Road. I was really worried about that, but again, that has been picked up, and I'm not seeing any delay. Wiping the sweat off our brow. Here we go. Around the Beltway, Virginia, Maryland, quiet. It's just about the volume on 270. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, seeing a little bit of those delays southbound, heading into Jessup down toward Route 32. Nothing reported along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
That certainly can't find summertime, at least in the short term. We've got a lot of gray sky around, some patchy fog this morning, and maybe a few showers trying to sneak in as we go through the midday and into the afternoon. Most of the rain stays away. Low 60s. Chance of showers tonight, low 50s. Tomorrow, clouds go away to some sunshine as we push it up near 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 55 degrees at 5:56.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Nationals pitchers.
Drops in a changeup.
Best ERA in the NL so far this season.
Got him looking.
Catch everything. Nationals, Mets. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Messen. Wilson Ramos.
Huge hit for Wilson Ramos.
At his best against the Mets.
Ramos gets a job done.
Catch everything. Nationals, Mets. The series concludes tomorrow night at 6:30 on Messen.
Packing can literally be a matter of life or death.
This is a scary concern. Nobody's doing anything about it.
Seven on Your Side senior investigative reporter Lisa Fletcher reveals a disturbing vulnerability in our hospitals.
Is the FDA doing enough?
Where criminals can turn life-saving equipment against you.
It's really bad.
Find out how simple it is to do and why FDA warnings are often ignored. Hospital Hacking, Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11.
Greeting the world with a smile shows confidence. Missing or damaged teeth can shut down your smile, changing the way the world sees you. Hi, I'm Dr. Rupralia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. How would you like to never worry about the discomfort and difficult daily care of dentures and to eat all the foods you love? Cascades Dental has one of the most experienced full mouth implant restoration teams in the DC area. One doctor changing your life with a comfortably sedated procedure in one location. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day. You want a doctor with experience, not a doctor gaining experience. This is what we do best. And as always, in my office, there's no fear and no lectures. We just help people smile.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Cascades Dental the clear choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at CascadesDental.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again.
and neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Coming up on WMAL.
We're going to be joined by CNN's Brian Stelter to talk about the Megyn Kelly special last night.
Yep, and New York State is now banning declawing of cats. Should that be illegal, or should you have a right to take those lethal and dangerous weapons off of your pet feline? After all, you own the cat. Why should you allow it to shred your face off? We'll take that issue up after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge,